Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text today is Luke chapter 19, verses 41 through 48. The Reverend Dr. James Bonnick is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading for today is from Luke chapter 19. And when he drew near and saw the city, he wept over it, saying, "What that you, even you, had known on this day the things that make for peace, and now they are hidden from your eyes. For the days will come upon you when your enemies will set up a barricade around you and surround you and hem you in on every side and tear you down to the ground, you and your children within you. And they will not leave one stone upon another in you, because you did not know the time of your visitation." And he entered the temple and began to drive out those who sold, saying to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be a house of prayer,' but you have made it a den of robbers." And he was teaching daily in the temple. The chief priests and the scribes and the principal men of the people were seeking to destroy him, but they did not find anything they could do, for all the people were hanging on his words. O Lord, have mercy on us. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. It's quite an exciting day. Jesus is coming to Jerusalem. He's coming to fulfill the hopes and the dreams of all. Oh, greater than David, he will drive out Rome. He will cause our crops to grow. He will make us prosperous, and we will be the envy of all the world. He will give us free health care for all. He will end all of our viruses and prejudice and crime and injustice. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Oh, you always have those naysayers who don't always get it. Once again, it's those inside the church, the Pharisees. "Teacher, rebuke your disciples. Stop them from worshiping you. Make them stop believing in you. Take away their voice. Take away their hope in you." And to these church leaders, Jesus says, "I tell you, if these were silent, the very stones would cry out." In other words, the earth would rejoice, the coastlands would be glad, heaven and nature would sing. Don't worry. Jesus is not fooled or taken in by those who are cheerfully shouting praises to him in their misunderstanding of who he is. And he is not deterred by those who wish him dead. No, he rides on in majesty. In lowly pomp, he rides on to die, bowing his meek head to mortal pain. But who will indeed take up his power and reign? For he is God. My family and I used to live in Bismarck, Mandan, North Dakota for 24 years. For as flat as North Dakota is, Bismarck and Mandan is set in the Missouri River Valley. And so when my four children and my wife would come home from vacation after a week or two, or when I was district president and was coming home from a late night visiting a congregation, there was a place that you would drive up to coming from the east when you reached the brim of the valley, and all the lights all of a sudden wonderfully shone. This wonderful city and the Capitol building pushed high into the sky. And the flowing river welcomed us home. It was home. We were finally home again. Jesus is coming to Jerusalem from Bethany. On a donkey, he journeys down and up the Kidron Valley, and he comes to the brim of this city. And he looked out over Jerusalem, and it was not a welcome home. He wept. He wept. Since his transfiguration up north, he had his eyes fixed on traveling to this city for a purpose. And now he arrives, and when he arrives, he looks at it and he weeps. With great lament, he sobs. With great noise and tears, he cries over her sins and her impenitence and her rejection of him. This is the city that killed the prophets, who prophesied the coming of the Lamb of God, who would take away the sins of the world, who would bear the iniquities of us all. They killed these messengers. Isaiah was sawn in half by the order of Manasseh, an evil Jerusalem king. Jeremiah stoned to death by fellow Israelites fleeing Jerusalem to Egypt. Amos tortured and killed by another evil king, Amaziah. Zechariah killed yet by another evil Jerusalem king. This is the city that made pacts and promises with heathen nations against God's command. This is the city where false prophets within the house of Israel and Judah were believed, and faithful pastors were tortured, imprisoned, and killed. This is the city where the chosen people of God chose wine and jewels and immorality and power and glory rather than the commandments and the salvation of Yahweh. This is the city that housed the great temple and at one time the Ark of the Covenant. But faith and faithfulness were now imploding. Jesus wept and said to the Pharisees and those who were near him, "Would that you, even you, had known on this day the things that make for peace." Israel would soon realize that the religion of gods and child sacrifices and self-righteousness and greed and power and social standing, even if it meant wallowing in the stench of Rome and Caesar, would bring them no peace. Rome would run out of patience and set up the barricades around the city and hem them in on every side, starving and thirsting and diseasing them to a cruel death where they would never have peace. Rome would come in and tear them to the ground and rip their children from their wombs and destroy their temple god with no stone left upon another. All their gods would be dismantled, because they did not know the time of their visitation. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. Do we know the time of our visitation? Do we know that God's presence is among us? Are our idols of fear and power and prestige causing us to implode? Are our sins and unbelief barricading and surrounding and hemming us in, tearing us down and tearing us apart, leading us to a place where there is no peace? Does Jesus weep over us? Would that you, even you, know on this day the things that make for peace. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ has come to visit his people and to stay. And his presence is power and peace for you and for me. God has wrapped himself up in the womb of Mary and has come to be present among us, to bring us peace. God has dipped himself in the Jordan River, taking our sins onto his own flesh to bring us peace. Who can stand the day when God comes to be present among us, taking the judgment of our sins to the cross and dying our death? We can, because he comes to bring us peace with God. Who can endure the visitation of a holy God among a sinful people? Who comes to announce holy absolution to us? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. We can stand at his visitation because we have been reconciled to God, and that is our peace. God has come to destroy us in the flesh and death of his own Son, Jesus Christ. And in doing so, he has destroyed our sin, removing our sin from us as far as the east is from the west, and that is your peace. And destroying our enemy, the wicked accuser of us all, and destroying death that removes its damning sting. And this is your eternal peace. You are troubled, dear Christians. We all are. Troubled by a world of riots and looting. Troubled by a world of disease and disruption. Troubled by not knowing what we hear is the truth or if it's evil intent. Troubled by uncertainty and the uncertainty of employment and income. Troubled by political and cultural leaders crying out for the burning of our Christian churches and the elimination of Christians as public servants. Troubled by our own church's decline, shortage of church workers, disregard for our synod's life together, and the foundations of our saving faith are shaken. God speaks to our troubled souls once again through St. Peter. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange is happening to you. But rejoice insofar and be glad when his glory is revealed. God's glory has been revealed here at the cross. It is that cross to which we cling. Here is God in his greatest glory, his greatest power, giving us the greatest peace. Visiting his people to save us, to die for us, to rise for us, and to appear to us and daily say, "Peace be with you." The wonderful thing about our God is that his visitation never ends. He is Emmanuel, God with us, all the time. I shall never leave you. I shall never forsake you. Your baptism never evaporates. You are crucified with Christ, and Christ lives in you, forgiving you, comforting you, loving you with his divine peace. The bread and wine is his real, present, and visiting body and blood for the forgiveness of our sins, the strengthening of our faith, and the gift of our eternal life. And his house of prayer, it is here that we hang on to his every word, clinging to Jesus, the true God who gives real peace to the souls of sinners through the forgiveness of sin. And when he drew near and saw the city, he wept over it. He has come to make for peace. We are reconciled to God in Christ Jesus. And through his death and resurrection, our weeping will last only for a night. But our joy comes with the eternal resurrection morning. And after we have journeyed this life of cross and tears and sorrow, fighting the good fight of faith, we close our eyes one final time in this veil of tears. And we will open them to see the holy city, the new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband, and we will be home. And we will hear that joyous news. Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be any mourning, no crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. And our Jesus says to us today, surely, I am coming soon. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. Today we pray for Chaplain Eric Nieder, who has deployed. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.